You're watching No Go Zone with Henrik.
That is correct, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. It is Thor's Day today, Thor's Dog. It is the 21st of March, 2024. I thought this was kind of the day when it was the spring equinox, but I stand corrected. It was, 2 days ago, the 19th, I believe. So anyway, spring is here, which is good because that means, of course, when start of spring arrives, we know that it's racism. Everything is racism. So why not spring? Am I right? I don't think I'm wrong. I think it's going to get a little cooler around here again. So don't get too excited. If you're up north, I'm all too familiar with that, living in these types of latitudes. I think I'm used to getting snow in Sweden. We had sometimes May, early May, we could have it, you know. April, of course, all of April is possible. We'll see what happens. But anyway, hopefully we get some spring soon. Get out and, get in the lakes and all that kind of good stuff around these parts. That's so right behind me there, by the way. You like that new background? That's one of the lakes around here. All right. Anyway, hope you tuned in to the latest Western Warrior here. If you didn't, you're, of course, fake and gay. If you don't want to be gay, head on over to redicemembers.com and sign up for a membership. You can do it on Odyssey and Subscribestar or Locals as well. Great show. 300th episode. So, real milestone. Pretty good show, too. Actually, really good show, I thought. Talked about some positive things, some uplifting things. Some interesting historical heritage things and a big personal kind of announcement as well. We'll probably talk more about that tomorrow, actually, on Flashback Friday. Lana will be joining me then, so make sure you tune into that. We should go live, I think, at the usual time, 2 p.m. Pacific, which is 5 p.m. Eastern, which is, let's see, Europe has not yet sprung its clock forward, right? So it is then 10 p.m. or 2200 hours. All right, gentlemen, so that'll be good. Also, by the way, I just want to say thanks to the Red Ass audience here for giving reaching one of the top donations for Dries campaign over in Belgium. Hugely appreciated. Actually, that's the GDP. That's the or GPD. Sorry, GBP. How about that? Great Britain pounds. That's what that stands for. So that's a wrong one. Let me show you. Where is it here? Let's start with Dries. There it is, right? There it is. Euros, 552 euros to Dries for his for his participation in the show. So thank you guys for that. And of course, again, I did show that, but for Sam and Laura, we raised almost, raised exactly £462 British pounds. So, that's good. That's like well over $1,000 divided by them. So thank you guys. Appreciate that. We just want to show you that and say that it's great to be able to help good people like that, and it's going to be more, it's going to be others, it's just what it is, that's the times we're in now. We'll talk about some of that here later today, because it's new times now, new exciting spicy times with straight to jail for you while of course they are trying to arm the migrants. It's just that's how insane it is now. All right, anyway, we'll talk more about that here in a bit, but anyway, send us a super chat, entropystream.live/redicetv. You can do it on Odyssey as a hyper chat they have over there, or a Rumble rant as well. Keep an eye on that throughout the stream here too. Virginian Drifter joining us live today. I saw that in chat. Hey, let's go. Hey, Red Eyes. Thank you, man. Good to see you. Appreciate that. It's good to have you back, sir. I've seen you, lurking a couple of times the last few shows, I believe, in chat. So thank you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. I'm going to have a sip of water here, if you don't mind, before we get into the the good stuff. So I wanted to, we talked about this just briefly in the member show, the Western Warrior show. But I just want to show it because it's an interesting study. I think probably in like fake and gay distractions. I don't know what else to file it yet in terms of the what's going on here. But we have this Kate Middleton conspiracy, right? Kate Windsor, I guess it is now then officially, right? And of course, none other than Mariana Springer they wheel out to kind of debunk this whole thing here, the Kate-spiracy. Now, this obviously that they had, as we showed, they had photoshopped this image they released. She had some abdominal surgeries. She hasn't been seen in a long time. Is this really important? No, but it's important from a propaganda psyop point of view. So this was going all over. There's no photos. They say she's been out and about, so it's all fine, but there's no photos. But then today, or maybe it was yesterday, I'm not sure, we get a photo. And BBC pushed it on their website too, right? How Kate body double conspiracy theory spread on social media. So here's the photo, right? And then someone, unless this photo is fake, right? Where is it here? Someone zoomed in on it. I think I pulled out the tweet. Yeah, here we go, right? This is the... Unless someone else put a face over this face, which of course always is possible, right? Which is, then that's part of the distraction, you know? So however you look at this thing, that like how much attention this is taking, and I'll get back around to like what's going on in the UK in a moment, just to show you why this is a distraction and why it's nonsensical. The point is, it's so obvious that's like, I can't, like, they wouldn't possibly be this dumb and stupid and have this much hubris. I don't know. It's just like, again, unless someone altered the face, this is not the same woman, obviously, right? The face is not as long. Do we have to analyze this? Her nose is kind of more rounded at the tip. This one is kind of like a little bit more pointy. It just doesn't look like they've found someone that looks somewhat like her, obviously, right? You know, but this part here between like the eye and the end of the nose is much shorter. It's like longer on this version, or the real Kate, whatever you want to call it. So anyway, long story short, they wheel out this Mariana Springer to like to debunk this. And that's fascinating too, because that's already part of like a huge thing that happened way back. This is what, over a year ago, I forget when it exactly was, when they reeled out this BBC Verify thing. It's kind of like it's not quite as severe because it was just media driven here in with BBC, but in the US they had that disinformation governance board, remember that? And there was like huge hoopla around that. There's like and eventually they scrapped it. Now that's still running. It's just a covert op now, essentially. But anyway, so here's a reminder of what they try to wheel out with this BBC Verify, like probably a year ago. Check this out.
Welcome to BBC Verify. Like you said,
now this is her, the same. I'm going to debunk your, Kate conspiracy.
We are a team of investigative journalists here at the BBC. We are also a new brand, and we are a physical location above the newsroom in London. And the point of the team, as you said, is to verify video, to fact check, to counter disinformation, and to analyze really complex stories so we can get to the truth of what's going on.
Yes, why are they using fake, obvious photoshopped images from the royal house there? What's the deal with that?
Why does this matter? Well, mistruths can cause really serious harm to society and to the people in them. And so we want to show you our workings and really help you understand how we get to the bottom of what's happening. And I'm going to give you a bit of a flavour.
Race to the bottom.
Of the kind of work that the team are doing. So we're able to look...
I don't think we have to watch all this, but do you remember?
Maps to geolocate...
Were you here in these parts when we play this?
Specific...
If not, if you're new, welcome.
Situation, stuff that's going on. This is just a map of central London where we are now. And this is New Broadcasting House where I'm speaking to you from.
They have no power or money or influence, these people, at all.
It's not so important perhaps for the centre of London, but it is when we're analysing war zones in
Ukraine.
Okay,
here we go.
Podcast.
Yeah, they show how they created fake profiles and all these things, right? Posing as these different people to instigate or illicit responses and, these kinds of things. But anyway, they go through it here. Conspiracy theory, newspapers, alternative media, this is a big problem. The UK conspiracy movement, far-right figures, blah, blah, blah. You know the story, right? You know how that goes. But anyway, I don't think we have to play more of her trying to debunk this or whatever. It's just so bizarre that they're using this, to be honest. But anyway, we'll see what happens. The point is, huge distraction, and then the question is why? I mean... Because it's so obvious, it's so dumb, and it's so, if she's dead, she's dead. If she died in the surgery, like, okay, just say that then, right? Did they have that big announcement? Were they going to have some big announcement? I know there's a lot of people like, yeah, they're going to kill her like Diana, kind of thing. And it's like, okay, sure, maybe, who knows? It's probably something with, like, King Charles having cancer or something. It's like William is going to just take over right away or something like that. Anyway, we'll see what happens. But the point is... I think this is part of what they're trying to... I mean, it's not that they're like covering this up. This is a Sky News story, but less focus on these kinds of things. Like the British people are being replaced. They're putting up Marxist cultural anti-white, modern art on the fourth plinth, right? The big fat black woman in the blue dress. You're under attack. and here you are like, ooh, is that the real Kate Love? I don't think it is. It's irrelevant. These people, if they were somehow good people, fighting back or standing up for the British people or something like that. Like, okay, I could kind of understand that this was a little bit more relevant. Now it's just this huge distraction. So maybe that's the game. Maybe that's why it's so obvious, these photoshopped images, right? And they're trying to claim, it was like Kate made a post. Kate Middleton made a post of like, oh, I play around in Photoshop sometimes. Oh, really now? You're like, you're hiding half of the sleeve over. You're using your the clone stamp tool in Photoshop randomly at play. It was like they wanted us to discover it. Anyway, you get the point, I think. More than 500 migrants cross English Channel on Wednesday, provisional statistics show. This is apparently breaking the record, right? It's breaking the record of a single day in terms of the amounts of crossings, illegal migrants, invaders, those that are here to take your and your children's place, right? That's what's going on here. The Home Office said in provisional statistics that 514, in fact, migrants and 10 small boats were detected crossing on 20th of March, which I guess is yesterday then, right? But still, so that's news. Maybe that's what the British people should talk about right now more than like Kate or like wheel out some old debunked, discredited, you know, anti-conspiracy theorist on BBC. And again, the fact that they're fighting you on it then. It's like, what is it? Like Obama's birth certificate, right? In a way, it's kind of like, okay, maybe legally, like, okay, he wasn't born in the US. You can then impeach him or something, like with this, remember the Kenyan passport, or was it the birth certificate and all these kinds of things, right? But it was the same thing there. They released some PDF. It's like obviously obvious layers to it and stuff, and they had cut and pasted and stuff. And then the media denies it. That it was a case. Like anybody that could have two eyes look at it saw what was going on, what was happening, which makes it even more frustrating. You get this like huge schism and divide. Like you're just you can't even speak to the other half of your country anymore, or whatever the exact numbers would be, because they're just far gone in the delusion. And they believe the mainstream, they believe the authorities, they believe all the right, you know, fact-checked sources and shit. And you try to approach them with that, and they just like gloss over. Oh, you're one of, you know, and then somebody, oh, you're a Q-tard or whatever, you know. It's like, no, not quite. Not quite. So anyway, so that's what they should be talking about. And are they? No, they're not. And then what happens? This was a hilarious screenshot someone showed. The UK government had, this is, I think, Facebook or something, a child benefit post on Facebook. By the HMRC, what is that for? Human, I don't know, household maybe, royal commission, who knows? I forget what that stands for, but anyway, some goddamn official UK body here, some ministry. Had a new baby, don't forget to claim child benefit. As you can see the replies here, right? From Asim Khan, Prince Mujamilim, Amzami Nizar, Gur Sirat Kaur. They're like, can I claim? I have tons of kids here. Give me money. Can I get money now? He's British. This is like definition of parasitism here. Give us. We'll come over. We'll plop out kids, and then we'll claim your benefits on the back end. When that should be going to our people. Sorry, we've had enough. We're full. You have to go back. We're done. Ay ay ay. Here's the boats, and they're acting like we can't do anything. They're illegal, but we'll repair the boats. We'll pump them up with air for you again. Do you need some gas in the engine? Yes, and then we'll ship it back, and so they can bring more over. That's basically what this is. And then it's a migrant crisis. There is a crisis with the border. And they keep repeating it, and then, you know, a decade goes by and nothing. I mean, what are we now? 20, yeah, it's basically, like, since the massive, like, immigrant invasion started in Europe, was it 2014? Like, the shocking amounts and the shocking type of footage, we saw, it's always been a problem. It's continued to be a problem, but it was like this clear, tons of people, like, were, you know, having their eyes open at that point. That's 10 years ago now. That's a decade. And here we still, there's no talk, really. I mean, among the people there is, but among so-called leadership, there's no talk of deportations yet. But many of them have rolled around, though. We'll look at that a little bit later. Swedish politician. Oh, I was wrong with my... Oh, really? You think you were wrong? Well, the Nazis tried to tell you a decade ago, and here you are now doing a mea culpa and trying to say, anyway, we'll get to it later. It's like, no, you're not. Now you need to step up to the next level immediately. Otherwise, another 10 years of you just whining about it is going to go by. And by that point, it might be too late. Virginia Drifter here again says, they wheel out distraction pieces when they want you to look away from something more important. That's right. It's what I immediately thought about when the Haiti cannibal general showed up on mainstream media barbecue. That was funny, though. And they kind of deserved it. I get your point. You know, it's funny, though, when stuff like that happens. You got to enjoy it a little bit. But yes, long term, you can't stay on these things because there's definitely more important thing that happened. But yeah, it's a quite interesting admission there with barbecue. I forget what was his name again? Chinati? Chinati or something? Chinchilla? I don't know. Something like that. Maybe next time is here with a 14 in the chat. 14 to you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate that. Three white blends. Some shekels for a good goy. Well, thank you, three white blend. Appreciate that. That's mighty nice of you, sir. Okay, yeah. Use code barbecue for 10% off Haitian biltong. I don't even know what biltong is. That's something with human meat, maybe? I would assume that it is. Anyway. All right, so we got that right in the UK. Now let's. This is rough. Canada bros, what's happening? What's going on? Months after hitting the 40 million mark, Canada's population is already nearing 41 million. And it was like, look at that guy there, too. It's kind of funny. Like, one of the only white guys there. I mean, maybe, like, she's, like, Ukrainian or something. That would be, you know, maybe it. Maybe that's some... I'm not sure what that is. Or is it just some rant? Is it maybe... Maybe this was at... maybe it was not at an immigration thing. It was, like, Canada Day or something that took a photo. So maybe that's the only reason why there's, like, 2.5 white people in there or something like that. But anyway. 40 million, right? I mean, it's a big land, but I mean, a lot up north. That's not where any of the population is. But then 1 million in a few months? 1 million? Biltong is like a jerky. Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah, with human meat. Obviously. Gotta have that human meat. Here's Canada now, then. This is what a subway in Canada look like now. Oh, sorry, that was that lady. Where are we here? Oh, it's much. There we go. Shot with a potato. Hey, isn't there room on the roof of the train? Isn't that what they're used to? Look at their country. It's just like Pajit sauce everywhere and just too crowded and stuff. And it's like... no thanks. I think I'm good. I wonder what that is. That Toronto then? Enrichment capital. Cultural enrichment capital. Probably Toronto. A line for a job interview in London, Ontario, Canada. No Canadians in sight. But, you know, there's so many jobs available, apparently. That's why they're like, hang this mukbang gangbang to get in through the door there at the, what is that, LCBO? Is that some, maybe there's some Canadians in chat that can enlighten us what that is. Service center celebrating 50 years? I don't know, sure what that is. Yeah, it's all those Ukrainians coming in. Is that what that is? Yeah, 1.5 million Indians each year. Is that what the new record is? Someone actually had the stats of the old versus new stock in Canada. Talking about being replaced, right? Ethnic origins by generation. So you had third generation or more, second and then first, right? The darker blue, I guess it gets the more recent arrivals, right? And as you can see, you have at the top spots for those that are like, you know, founding stock here, Northern European, Western European, you have Oceania, which is, you know, basically Australia, I would assume, right? British, Then you have Eastern European. That's that kind of odd drive. I mean, I don't mind it. Obviously, it's you know, but I love how the replacee enthusiasts are always like, well, you know, without immigration, you see, there wouldn't be no Wayne Gretzky. It's like, oh, okay, you know, I have nothing against Wayne Gretzky. Obviously, like he's fine. He's fine, they're white, you know, kind of thing. But they had that odd, what was it, the recruitment? I forget, there was two guys writing about a great candidates and you have to replace more. I forget what the name was. It was a book they wrote. I think we covered it at the time. And they talked about that, like, you know, recruitment campaign to go over into the East and, you know, and just bring people over, essentially. And, of course, now that's moved, like, oh, and we're not going to look at Eastern Europe anymore, which was like, that was fine, you know what I mean? And now it's like, you know, yeah, now it's India, China, Middle East, you know, Arab countries, Africa, sub-Saharan Africa. It's just all over, right? So here's the newcomers coming in. South Asians, right? That's the new there. West Central Asian and Mid East are some of the topping ones here. Other Asians, Canadian. Okay, what is it? The generic Canadian is in there too. They got an extra spot for that. So that was not the Northern European then, or Western Europe. All right, whatever. Anyways, you can see they're third generation. They're like, you know, getting moved out of place for this new incoming stock here coming in. Anyway, you know the math on these kinds of things, right? Yeah, but there's totally no replacement going on, though. Keep that in mind. No replacement whatsoever. Let's talk about U.S. replacement for a little bit here, too. Hundreds of illegal immigrants can be seen scrambling across southern border amid fencing breach. Who opened it? What CBP officer went out there with the appropriate tools to cut a new nice open big hole in that fence? You know they did. Currently happening due to breach in the border fencing in El Paso, Texas. Hundreds of illegal immigrants can be seen making a mad dash as they scramble across into the United States. In Richmond, ladies and gentlemen. That's how it looks like right there. Cockroaches are running out. That's what it looks like. Some bugs are like scrambling to get in. Get in as quickly as possible. And then you think it's like, oh, you know, it can't get any worse, right? It can't possibly get any worse. Well, it actually can. It actually can. Let me show you this here for just a second here. Where are we? There we go. Full screen. Libertarian Party of Louisiana. Arm the migrants. Whether you're a citizen, legal resident, or undocumented migrant, you deserve the right to defend yourself and your loved ones. Rights are for everyone, right? So illegal migrants here. You know. it says underneath here, the Mexican painted, automatic rifle here. It says, the purpose of the Second Amendment is to protect people and their rights. Those under attack deserve the right to defense, no matter where they're from. That's the Libertarian Party of Louisiana. A million views on this here. Which, of course, is, you know, you could debunk this all day. Like, it's not even what it's about. You know, it's like everyone understands this is just total insanity. It's more to show you that this is the nature of your, you know, we call them shit libertarians, shit libs. I mean, it's the same thing now, essentially. They were never really, I mean, there's part of them, didn't the Mises Institute try to clean them up a little bit and kick out some of the worst crazy ones? But anyway, this is what they've resorted to. And of course, it gets better, right? There's other people here too. Justin O'Donnell, here's a New Hampshire account here, right? A narco nihilist. Shit poster, 90s kid. The U.S. was founded by illegal immigrants with guns. No, it was not. It was a country by then. It's like, yes, they rebelled against the British, but they were British citizens who had established a country by then. And there were legally in the country, right? I mean, what, they brought in, was it the British side that brought in the Hessian troops and stuff like that? Like, okay, they used different, like, armies or whatever, you know, but then they made those things legal at the time, too. This is just like this complete insane, but you see how they try to compare it, right? Pioneers, settlers, colonists are just, oh, they were just illegal migrants. Well, it wasn't like the American Indians had set up any kind of government structure to get to, you know, to officiate these kinds of people or whatever before that time. I mean, before, like, you know, the British set up the country and founded it and built it and did all the things they did. It's like, you can argue all day, oh, it's not fair. Well, the Indians should have opened their arms to diversity. Why didn't they? They should have opened their arms to diversity and let everyone in. And said, sure, we'll share this space with you. And look at how that went. And now they're expecting us to do the same thing. So it's right when the Indians fight back, but not when we fight back, right? And ironically, we are fighting back, but now we have our own government stabbing us in the back end, right? But then you think, like, okay, can't pass again. This is just the libertarian, but who cares kind of thing. They're not even a viable third party option in the U.S. Who can? No, it gets better. Illinois judge rules illegal migrants can carry guns. Case involves Mexican man charged with possessing gun. Judge rules migrants can bear arms under the Second Amendment. Decision sparks debate on constitutional. Yeah, you don't say. Oh, it sparked a debate. Is this? Do they cover? Yeah, let's see how they cover this. Is it News Nation? That's where what's his name? Cuomo is part of, right?
In Illinois. Just ruled illegal immigrants have the right to keep and bear arms. So rather than the circle with the line through it, we need like a thumbs up emoji there. The case is pretty simple. Police arrested an illegal immigrant living in Chicago with a gun back in 2020. They charged him for violating the federal law banning illegal immigrants from having guns. Been on the books for a long time. Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman just decided the Second Amendment applies to him, the illegal immigrant, like everybody else, so he can have a gun. In her decision, she wrote that Humberto Flores...
All right. Jarbalia Flores contends that he received and used the handgun solely for self-protection and protecting of property during a time of undocumented civil unrest in the spring of 2020. Okay, so he can have a... You can't have a gun, you see. And of course, here's Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman here, who's the who ruled this, I assume. Let's keep listening.
Protection and protection of property during a time of documented civil unrest in the spring of 2020.
Now it's
the summer of love.
My civil rights.
Court documents show Flores fired the gun.
My self-protection, my armed rights. It's totally fine now.
He argues police officers warned him about looters who were approaching his neighborhood. Key to this ruling is that the judge says Flores' conduct heavily impacted her decision. He had no criminal record and was not considered a risk to public safety.
Okay, great. But obviously it's not about the fact that it's just this case. The fact of what this is about, why this becomes absurd, and I mean, highly dangerous, and this is what they want, this is what they always want. If you're having an invading army, they're going to need weapons. Right. I'm sure they have things with them and carry things with them that, you know, over the border that no one knows what it is. And it's kind of a dumb thing. You can make a point out of it. It's like that's much bigger problems than some random supposed Hezbollah member, you know, entering into the U.S. over the southern border. But you can make a point of it, right? It's obviously a more dangerous thing happening. But yes, apparently he had some, you know, desire to build a bomb or some shit like this. And it's like, yeah, you got to use those things as a case because it's so absurd. But it's of course, what happens next here, right? It sets the precedent, and then all of a sudden you can like, oh, now all of them can have guns. Now all of them can be armed. And now all of them can actually turn fully into the insurgency army, the invading force that they always were meant to be. This is intentional destabilization, not just about replacement. It's intentional destabilization, overwhelming the system. And yes, I think there's genuinely a lot of people, they think that, you know, if Trump gets elected, it will be, you know, a new Holocaust and whatever. They thought that the first time around as well. And he'll probably win. And so the only thing they can resort to now is to maximize and inflict the pain as much as they can while they have the power now on those kinds of things. Trump wants to replace everyone legally, right? So yes, do you want to be replaced by a donkey logo or an elephant logo? That's your options, essentially, legally or illegally. But still, the point is, these lunatics in the current administration is basically saying, yeah, let's just inflict as much damage now as possible. Maybe we can use these people for voter fraud. Maybe we can destabilize. We can just kind of flick that switch at some point when we need them to, and then we'll just start killing people. So you have that right on top of it. And then let's say they crash, they finally pull the plug on the economy or something like that if Trump gets elected, and then you have full on Mad Max. And basically now you have, again, an armed insurgency army, basically, that's there to like kill as many white people as possible. These are the kinds of things you gotta look at, right? Because that's how insanity is. Der Scherusker says all the diversity, the cultural enrichment, there are also racial crimes. But hey, imagine all the new recipes. Spices über alles. That's right.
This case just one.
Yeah, diversity macht frei. To use a term. What was the other one? It was, I don't know. Yeah, but it was something with the spiciness of it. Anyway, thank you, Der Scherusker. Good to see you, man. Base Goyo 6 says, thank you, Henrik, Lana, and Red Ice for what you do. Well, thank you. Thank you for your support. You provide information our people desperately need. Fuck the invaders. Send them home. Yeah, you'll see where we go next with this here, too. And it's an interesting development, a pivot, but it's vital that we keep the pressure on now, and this has to be resolved, basically. I'll give it a decade, maybe even up to 2030. There's a convergence of issues and topics and stuff like that. But I sincerely believe that we can and will make this happen. Because there's no other option. And you'll see, there will be a tidal wave of discontent on a level we've never seen before. And it's not that we need everybody, but we need more numbers. That's just a fact, right? Night Nation Review, good to see you as well, sir. Says, ladies and gentlemen, I regret to inform you. That's right, that was that Alex Fairman's take, right? Libertarians, that's right, here we go. So the libertarians agree with the shitlib judges here, I guess, too, right? NBC Montana, illegal immigrants can possess guns under Second Amendment federal judge rules. Same headline there, obviously, but yeah. So this illegal, I guess he's gone on since to become a citizen or something like that. Is that what that was their reasoning? Well, I don't care. I don't care. Send them home. Montana or Oregon might be prevalent white. Prevalent? I got to get that in the right context. Prevalent white. Widespread in a particular area. Yeah, prevalent. Okay, yeah, just like prevalent. Yeah, I mean, Idaho's good. I mean, you have separation as well, potentially, which could be good. The Greater Idaho Project. We got to sever that southern part because they're flooding that quick, especially these Jewish NGOs and the temple down there. And yes, the churches. A lot of the churches, right, are doing this as well. It's just a fact. Catholics, Lutherans, Protestant. If you're in the UK, it's Anglicans. Baptist, if you're in the South, you know, in the US, all these denominations going right along there and just like, let's just bring them in, shall we? That's great. Yeah. I meant Idaho. So yeah, there you go. Yeah, Oregon is kind of, I mean, there's part of it. Again, Eastern Oregon, Williamshire, is decent, right? And that's the portion that want to join Greater Idaho. But apparently, they have to first... The state, who was it again? It was like the attorney generals. I forget who it was in the state that have to approve it. And then it would go to Congress and they have to approve those, you know, counties or those areas to secede from that state and joining another, basically. Right? Maybe that's not right, the term then, secede. I'm not sure. We just switch states or whatever you would call it. Maybe secede is the right term. But anyway, which will never happen, obviously, you know, kind of thing. You're going to just have to do it. When there's enough Mad Max and destabilization, you just have to do it. And you need organization, the skill, the know-how, the infrastructure, the people that are able to operate those types of, it's organization at the end of the day, right? That's what it is. You need people that are essentially doing things that they are doing now, but are on our side, that knows how to do those kinds of things. Because you can't just have like a, you know, a couple of some armed militia MAGA boomers and thinking they're going to—it's like J6, right? Oh, they tried to take over the government that day. And then you look at what happened. It's like, yeah, I wish in a way, right? But what do we do now? You know, they come into the Capitol building. It's like, I don't know. That's you know, that was an actual line. And no one knew what to do. You can't find yourself in a situation like that with your pants down and not know what to do. So preparations now, because you never know what's going to happen. And you can't do it too early, because then they will just crush you. Anyway, here's another one, right? It's this. Now we'll get. Maybe we should play. Let's play this one first. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's play the clip, and I think it's translated, right? Yeah, of this great. And it's like it's. I appreciate them doing this. Let me just open with that, right? But it's some crazy, I think, illegal, but why even draw the distinction anymore, even if they're legally, technically paperwork, you know, migrants or whatever. Well, sorry, buddy, you got to go, especially when we're talking like this. He's talking about how this squatting law in the U.S. basically means you can take their homes. Did you guys see this video yet? Check it out. Subtitle.
Mi gente, he pensado invadir una casa en United States. Ya que me enteré que existe una ley que dice que si una casa no está habitada, podemos expropiarla.
Is this guy, is he talking to retarded people, or is this, he'd be very clear and yell loud in the camera. Now, he has, someone said, had like 300,000 followers on TikTok.
Capichi, muchachos, aquí en United States también se aplica la de invasión de terreno. Y creo que ese será mi próximo negocio. Invadir casas abandonadas. Ya que me he buscado unos códigos con mis amigos africanos. Y me dijeron que ya llevan como 7 casas expropiadas. Y como dice el dicho, papi, hay que buscar la vuelta. Y la vuelta ahorita mismo es invadir casas, ya que nos encontramos en situación de calle y es la única manera que tenemos para no vivir en la calle y no ser una carga pública. Capichi, la ley dice que las casas abandonadas, deterioradas y que esté en mal estado, podemos llegar y repararlas, vivir en ella y si podemos venderla, hasta pedir créditos con ella. ¿Qué dicen ustedes?
All right, anyway. Is that loud invader there? I'm glad, though, they're not keeping quiet, right? We're glad that they're actually, they're rubbing it in your face while they think they're winning, while they are too dumb to comprehend that they're basically just like tools of the very people that have like let you in, those that have favored you over us or over European Americans, let's say. And it doesn't matter if you're like talking about Mexicans or whatever, or Africans. We ended up in, we did that clip, the Somali hikers, and we put it on Twitter. And he went around on like Somali Twitter, and it was all these butthurt people. And it was like the same response, right? You deserve it, and you invaded our countries, and we'll replace you, and we'll fuck your mother. You know, the usual stuff you kind of get, right? And even when you tell them, like, look, listen, buddy, like you're not winning, you're not conquering anything here. You're just being allowed to be here because our establishment is letting you. They're literally using you as a tool, as a pawn to get at us, right? To replace us, whatever, what have you, to destabilize, you know, all these kinds of things. And you hate, you know, our governments, you hate our countries because they supposedly did something bad to you, you know, whatever. or like if it's Britain, it's like you're a colonialist power, and so therefore now it's our turn to do it, right? We've heard that. So you get that, and that's kind of predictable, right? But even really big-brained Jews are too has too much hubris to kind of keep quiet about it. It's fascinating. They're like rubbing it in your faces, right? Like they're rubbing it in our faces. We're replacing you. This is the greatest thing ever. And like, haha, we're going to, not all of them, but many of them are. And sure, in some cases, it's like, well, this is, you know, we're saving you, right? You get those kinds of things. But that's still, in a way, like rubbing it in your face, especially as like as things get worse and worse. Like optically, this is not looking that good for you. You're trying to claim these all these great things. Oh, we're also the ones behind, you know, cutting your kids' genitals off. Dragon Fox says, the J-Boys are not tight and Mustache Man was totally chill, bros. There you go. Not tight. Yeah, there you go. That's one way of put it, I guess. Yeah, so they're rubbing in your face. And like, we'll take their houses. All right, okay. But then they have, you know, the law on their side. Oh, look at that. They even did that. They linked up. There he is again. I'll scream at the camera guy. And it's not, is it a distract? Yeah, I mean, maybe in a sense that the attention it gets. But it's like they're poking you. They're poking us, right? What are you going to do about it? Have you had enough yet? Are you fed up? I know you guys watching have had enough. I know that. But rhetorically, our people collectively, have you had enough yet? No, you want a little more? Okay. All right. Well, we can certainly turn up the heat. Let's now arm the illegal migrants and let them not only take all your shit and rob stores and shit in your streets and hand out fentanyl to your kids so they die. We'll straight up just take your homes now. And then if you try to do something about it, we'll arrest you. And again, it doesn't matter. Even they can be, you know, Mexican, whatever it is, not what they don't care. It's like if you're an American citizen, they're just like, they'll side with the illegal. Fed up homeowner arrested after tense standoff with squatters stealing a $1 million house that she inherited from her parents. Take a look at the clip here.
The police department doesn't have the lease?
No.
He's got no documentation.
Just bills.
So, Adele, you're getting arrested right now?
I'm being arrested.
For what?
For being in my own home.
Shocking video shows a Queens homeowner being arrested for eviction following a fiery standoff. Adele Andaloro was recently nabbed after she changed the locks of the $1 million home in Flushing. In Flushing, is that the Queens? Flushing, is that the area? All right, appropriate. That she says she inherited from her. Oh, is this some like, well, we don't know if this is your home yet. That she says she inherited from her parents when they died. But did she not? In New York City, a person can claim squatter rights after just 30 days of living there, at which point it becomes illegal for the homeowner to change the locks, turn off the utilities, or remove the tenants. Holy shit, this is, you know. In addition to her arrest, Andaloro said she's being forced to start an eviction filing in court to settle the landlord. God, they go fast past that. The landlord what? Tenant dispute. Okay. It comes just weeks after another Queens couple was unable to move their disabled son into a new home because squatters claimed to have an agreement with the previous owner. Oh, my gosh. Is that it? And yet another squatter was found to have turned a Rockways home into a stomach-turning house of horrors filled with more than a dozen emaciated cats and dogs. Yeah, they're siding with the shut up. They're siding with the illegals. They're siding with the criminals. It's a narco tyranny. It's all those things. It's everything. It's just turn up the volume. Will you fight back? That's what they're poking us right now. will you do? Maybe it's more of this haha, you can't do anything, you know, type of thing. And it's like, well, we'll see about that. We'll see about that. It's true. You might have won some of these battles here, but the war is far from over. It's way too early to tell. Look, the window is closing. Yes, they're trying. They're trying everything they can. Eventually, they'll just, you know, who knows? They'll do different sections or segments at a time, right? Now, while they're jailing, you know, nationalists and things like this in many European countries or deporting them successfully, like they did with Martin Selner. We cover that too in our latest Western Warrior show, so make sure you check that out. Join us over at redicemembers.com. Sign up for a membership. We need your support. Just $10 a month. Cheaper if you get a longer sub, by the way. But yeah, great shows over there for you. 300th episode milestone unlocked. Achieved. So check that out. But yeah, they arrest us, right? They arrest nationalists, arrest patriots. They arrest people that are actually working towards unifying our people and fighting back. But then they'll pick off other groups, right? They'll probably, you know, if you talk about the U.S., they'll probably at some point, and it kind of echoes of that with this bloodbath comment by Trump, which is just about the auto industry, and then the media, you know, just spun it into this thing and saying he's basically going to kill people if he doesn't get elected, which is a huge lie. But they don't care. They just run with it. And then, you know, some point, you know, the Justice Department, the FBI, this is terrorism, and basically we have to, you know, being a MAGA Trump supporter is illegal now, or whatever. And they'll just start arresting people or whatever, or put you in camps or whatever their plan is. It's a bold move to make. But at this point, considering their considering the fact that they've already wheeled out like a genocidal weapon against us in the form of this experimental Pfizer Moderna mRNA jab, and all the usual suspects behind these corporations making billions and billions on rolling this out and essentially forcing everyone to take it, shows you that nothing is off the table. The gloves are off. They're trying to kill us. That's what it is. They've been trying to kill us for some time, and it's right in the open, right? Right in the open now. Here, let's arm the migrants. Here, let them take your home. We'll put you in jail for saying something. We'll deport you while keep the borders open. You know, they'll deport a nationalist from this region or this zone or this country or whatever. And then no rights for you. All the human rights you can imagine. In fact, let their rights trample all over and just shit all over your rights. In fact, they'll probably remove your rights, especially if you're a white person. You have no longer no rights under in any you know judicial sense anywhere, and we'll remove everything from you. We'll take your shit, okay? Ryan Triple G with a 1488 dono. Thank you, sir. Good to see you. It says, in light of all the illegal invaders news in the mainstream, it is great. It's a great time to put in hard work and effort red-pilling people and bringing them to our side, introducing them to shows like Red Eyes. Yes, indeed. Look, I was going to say something about this anyway. And at some point, we'll have a full-on... It's been hard to pin down for various reasons, and we need more of your support. That's just kind of how it goes. But yes, we'll pin down a permanent, you know, kind of editor or whatever. But yes, please clip from shows. If you're a clipper out there, it's a great way of helping out, by the way. Do clips from shows, you know, add music over it, other graphics, add some effects on it, put it on Twitter and Telegram and all these places. Definitely, you don't need our permission to do it, but if you want to get it in touch, and say, hey, you know what? I could cut up some good bits from shows. You're welcome to do it. We need that more. Even do it in that. I hate the vertical shit, but even do it in the cell phone style. Then it's like, you know, TikTok and mobile friendly and all that shit. You know what I mean? But yeah, we're gonna get organized on that and actually do a proper clips from shows, because there's always good segments with good energy and good things being said, and sometimes they can kind of it gets buried in a 2-hour stream and stuff like that. Obviously, right. So anyway, thank you, Ryan. Good to see you. Archie says, the invaders hate us because our democracy and freedom. That's right. That's right. Our precious democracy that and freedoms, which led us to this point, is now, you know, what's helped us all this time. They're coming here to because they hate that. They want to destroy all the freedoms we have. Well, actually, they are, right? But I'm... Was that the George W. Bush line? Was that what it was, right? If you're not, you know, well, it was the famous one was, if you're not with the, you know, with us, you're with the terrorists, which is like what left, that became a leftist talking point eventually. And then George W. Bush, which supposedly was this great right winger back in the day, also became a leftist and realized, oh, actually, I was always a shitlib. And then it was the, they hate our freedoms. That's why they bomb us. All right. Okay, so we have an interesting pivot here. I'll play you the clip, and it's interesting. She's been doing this for a while. Anna Kasparian That's funny because people spelled Arian at the end with a Y instead of an I. But she's on our side now, apparently. Anna Kasparian. She's been doing this for a while. She's been pivoting, and there's been hilarious tensions occasionally with Cenk Yogurt over on the Young Turks. She's basically like, I can't be this insane anymore. And then Cenk is like fighting, like, you need to be. And occasionally they just like, you know, do their own segment that they don't even like interact or whatever. But anyway, we'll play the clip. But you see the context in a bit here too. This is this like, let them chop up bodies and just like kill these old people. And I know nothing about the criminals here, but it's the point, right? Of just like any crime goes. I would assume the murderers in this case are so-called diverse. I assume that's the case. Judging from the names, it's kind of hard to tell, I think. I need a reminder again of all the names. But let's play it and see what you think. Check this out here. She at some point, she'll probably leave the Young Turks. She'll do her own thing or whatever. This is why she does, Team Pool show. And she's beginning to pivot. She realizes that this is a sinking ship. So now they're trying to, like so many others have, right? The crazy... You know, you have gay people that are just like kind of, oh, this is so insane, I can't anymore. And then they expect to be kind of let into the big tent Republican, you know, I mean, log cabin Republicanism, tranny, you know, Lady MAGA, trans Republicanism, which it has become. And granted, when you have too big of a tent, it just becomes, it becomes a circus tent. It's too big. And you effectively have people that are still very liberal on a lot of other things. And it's like, ooh, talk about setting the bar high. You don't want to chop off the genitals of your kids. Ooh, oh, wow, what a hero. What a great bar we've set here for ourselves. Like, no, you need a little bit, not that the GOP had this, but you know what I'm saying? And I'll get to this later, too, by this moderate party politician, which is, you know, this conservative party in Sweden, who's like, oh, we've, you know, oh, I want a do-over now. I've changed my mind on immigration. Oh, all this time you've undermined us. You fought against the people who wanted to close the borders. You called them Nazis. Whatever. And now when shit is so out of control that even you can't hang on to that, you know, carousel anymore. You want to jump ship and it's like, oh no, I was always with you guys. And let's, you know, I'm a based centrist now. Anyway, let's play it here.
Dismembering a corpse and hiding a corpse after dismembering it, not bail eligible, not a serious crime. I'm not even kidding, guys. Like when Joy Behar outlined that case, I was like, she's crazy. This isn't a thing. This isn't real. This isn't real. So I looked it up. It's real, guys. It's real. Listen, if being on the left means supporting this, then I'm not on the left and I'm okay with that. So pivot. Let me give you the details.
Pivot. Here we go. Jumping. The Titanic is sinking and they know it. So now they're trying to get out. But the problem is now they're trying to play kind of like, well, I was never that insane. And I totally didn't go along with just replacing an entire. Well, not that they've gone to replacement yet, right? But they will. These people will eventually talk about that too. And then you might say, well, then you should be nice to them and let them. No. Unless they go full bore on our side immediately and says, you know, deportation. This is a different thing. It's not about immigration per se, maybe unless you look at the names of the perpetrators here. But if you talk about immigration, stuff like that, it's like, no, you can't roll around now and say you want to stop immigration and then like assimilate people or like integrate them. No, deportation, not integration. That's where you need to be. Otherwise, we'll dawdle around another 10 years here and we'll lose this window. Anyway, let's keep playing.
The case.
It doesn't mean that.
Okay, I don't know. Let me give you the details.
Oh, and also, exactly, good point, chat. Maybe next time says that. And Night Nation Review, right, they're trying to retcon their history. They are. So many other, they're pivoting and slowly going in that direction, you know, kind of thing. And the vaccine thing in of itself, too. Oh, we never said that. We never, you know, they're all like just sweeping it under the rug, pretending it didn't happen. And now like, we're totally with you, you know, common sense people here.
We're all on the left. We don't want people dismembering folks getting released. Only a couple
Some do.
I know. What I was in the middle of saying is only a couple of lunatic activists are like, yeah, we're pro dismemberment guys being left.
Remember that, what he said. It's only a couple of lunatics. Oh, really now? How did the, not that they're not lunatics, but I'm saying he makes it sound like this just random people that are like just kind of a commentator on the internet or something. No, lawmakers are enabling this, as you'll see from the rest of the clip. Your people, your ideology, your, everything that you stand for has enabled this.
Let go. Okay, whatever.
These poor criminals who dismembered bodies. It's so unfair to put them in prison. Okay, let me give you the details of the actual case, okay? So four people were arrested in New York after body parts were found in Long Island. Okay, dismembered body parts.
Was this the guy then that went on Joe Rogan to talk about criminal justice reform? Oh no, that was another guy. Oh, that's right. Okay, back.
Victims were, two people from Yonkers, older individuals. Suffolk County police say 44-year-old Stephen Brown, 38-year-old Jeffrey Mackey, 40-year-old Amanda Wallace, and 33-year-old Alexis Neves or Niev.
What's your take here, chat? Stephen Brown. Jeffrey Mackey, that's a white guy, right? Amanda Wallace, that's a very white name too. Alexis Neves, it's hard to tell. I assume, which is fascinating. But anyway, let's keep listening. You'll see where this goes.
Were charged with concealment of a corpse, tampering with physical evidence, and hindering prosecution. They have not been charged with murder. Prosecutors told a judge there was so much blood in pipes, sink, shower, and toilet of the Railroad Avenue home in Amityville where the suspects were arrested that it was deemed uninhabitable. Police said they confiscated meat cleavers, butcher knives, flesh, and body parts. Attorneys for Brown and Mackey admitted that their clients lived in that home where the body parts and all that blood was found, but denied chopping up the 59-year-old woman and 53-year-old man whose last known address was in Yonkers. Wallace also lived with Brown and Mackey in Amityville. Police said that Knives is homeless. Okay.
Knives is were they squatting? Were they in the process of taking over someone's home totally legally? Is that what we're looking at here?
All four pleaded not guilty. The judge released them without bail. They were fitted with GPS monitoring and must report in person probation and surrender their passports.
But still, they're out. They're released without bail. Check that out and compare that to J6. Wasn't there some other one that was just arrested for like touching a table or some shit like that, right? Ryan Triple G says, and I'm going to show up with a Totenkopf tattoo one of these days. Yeah, that's right, exactly. Yeah, Kasparian, right? The pivot is incoming, lads. She's not welcome. She's no, these people, the damage. I mean, this has been like a Vice outlet for the longest time, the young, all these people that are just like kept pushing. You're not welcome. You know what I mean? They'll pivot just to keep getting the shekels, right? To keep getting support from their audiences even. Some of them are leaving them now, right?
I don't care about their passports.
Dude,
thank you, Ryan, I appreciate that.
Guys, did further research because I just couldn't believe it. Here's more. With 2019 state reforms, mutilation and disposal of murdered corpses are among crimes that are no longer bail eligible.
Fascinating.
The DA said the four went to barbaric lengths to cover the crime. What are we doing?
Let them out.
What are we doing?
What do you think we're doing?
What are we doing, Jake?
What are you doing?
What are we doing? What are we doing?
Someone have you had enough now?
What the F are we doing?
Yeah, look, no one signed up for this. I don't know how the hell any of these laws.
No one signed up for this. It just happened one day. I don't know how. Yeah, I'm not sure how it's possible. But criminal justice reform. The Young Turks certainly hasn't been behind that push, or just blaming whites for everything, and just like let all the criminals go, and all the shit that they've been pushing throughout the year. Just no one asked for this. Yeah, this was the inevitable conclusion. Not that we're done yet, by the way. If you've seen nothing, nothing yet. Mad Max, you want it? Sure, here we go. You know, this is what the racists and the bigots and the right wingers and the Nazis and everything else have been trying to tell people like you guys for well over a decade now. Many of us, this is insane. It's not going to end well.
passed. I went to every progressive conference there was over the last 20 years. I never heard a single person saying, why don't we let the actual criminals go? Hey, if someone butchers.
That's literally what they've done. They've made room for like J6ers, thought criminals, right? Oh, you did a hate speech crime. In jail with you, no bail, direct, straight to jail, right? These kinds of cases. Didn't they put Douglas Mackey, right? Prison, right? Again, I have to look it up. I bring it up on stream because I remember when I talk about it and then I was like, forget to look it up afterwards. Maybe Chad has some details about that. But yeah, I think they put 7 months, I think he got, if that post was correct, unless that was bullshit. But yeah. And yes, no, they absolutely have been talking about letting people. All these district attorneys after the BLM riots, they let them go. No charges. All these Antifa people, they're just like doing crazy violent shit. And they just let them right back out in the street again to act as a destabilizing insurgents army against mainstream conservative Western society or whatever. That's what this is.
Someone and chops them up into little pieces. Let's do the kind of criminal justice reform where they would be able to walk out free.
Yeah, come at me right now and tell me I'm the bad guy because I want these people who dismembered corpses and tried to conceal the evidence in prison. Come at me and tell me I'm the bad guy. Come at me.
I don't look, guys.
Insane. You guys are insane. Anyone who thinks this is okay is insane. And everyone else in New York has to suffer the consequences of this.
Chink squirming a little bit there. I think he's squirming a little bit. This is hilarious.
With random bag checks at the subway by National Guard troops.
This is insane. Yeah, it's your guys. It's your gang who did all of this. It was this Hochul who was behind this or something. BMC 1488 says hashtag they have to go back. That's right, sir. They do have to go back. And it'll be a pleasure doing it. We'll do it in a very funny, efficient, orderly, and in a nice way. We can even be it's time to go. We'll lead them out by the hand and then you're on your own. There you go. No more white supremacy and white privilege oppression for you. You can be in your own country now. And you can enrich everything you want over there. You can enrich your very presence. Will just make everything much better. Der Cherusker says they'll try to soften our talking points and use them for their own purposes and media assent. Not necessarily, but very likely. Yes, you bring up a good point, which I think I neglected to mention, which of course is, yes, it's the point of the big tent, the circus tent comment I made. It's basically you saw they weak Johnny come lately leftists that have had enough will come in and then they will weaken your position, your ideology, and your arguments. And it will not be strong enough for what is needed. And that's the point as well. Then they will fight you on deportations. Although we know that's the inevitable thing that has to happen for law and order and our countries and civilization and a future for our children to, you know, to continue. To remain, to sustain itself. That will be the only viable option we have. But they will fight you on it because they're soft and they're still liberals in their mind about much of these things as well. And that's why we need to be careful about like, oh, well, she seems to have pivoted. That's good. No, maybe it's not. Maybe it's the most dangerous thing. You know, they're welcome if they truly, you know, are really like, okay, well, look, you guys get it. This, I understand. It's I might not like it or whatever, or I even have some reservation, but what else can we do? How do we sort this out? You're going to ask all these people to be nice? After they've explicitly told you over and over again, many of them, that they hate you. And they're going to take your houses, and then they're being programmed with all this anti-white shit, right? What are you left to do? You have to remove these people out of our countries, or we won't be able to sustain our civilization, and our kids will be in a non-stop danger from like just randomly. How many clips of violent attacks do we need to see before we're just like, you know what, we can't live like this? But it will continue. It will continue. It will continue. I like how they're talking. This is in reply to the clip here, right? I like how they're talking about a case where it happened, and Mr. Irrelevant to the left, Chink, jumps in with, it's something only a few activists say. Oh, then how did it make it to government policy? That's right. Becomes legal. You know, let's change the laws. And again, that's why they have their activists in there. They have all their people pushing and lobbying and doing, you know, operating in that way, getting us to this direction or getting us to this point where we are now. So here's a story from, let's see if I can translate this here. Expressen, Swedish outlet, speaks to all of this very appropriately. I have changed my mind about immigration, is the headline here, right? Now, it's published by, let me see here, this gal, right? Yeah, Louise Mayer, moderate party, that's what the M stands for, group leader for the moderates in the Justice Committee. We were many who were wrong about immigration. I admit that I was wrong and have changed. Really now. Can we trust the Social Democrats when Magdalena Andersson, which is the former prime minister, she was that for, what, a couple of months or something before she was replaced. She's behind the Social Democrats. When they can't do the same, or she can't do the same. She writes here. Let's just read a little bit, right? And I saw the Modernity News with Paul Joseph Watson cover this too. I've changed my mind. Swedish open borders. MP makes complete U-turn. Wants mass deportations. Now, I hope that's true. I think much of it is down to rhetoric. And it's about rhetoric in order to remain relevant, to appeal to the popularity of where obviously this is going, to talk a big game, but then do nothing, remain in power, and then basically drag your feet for another decade or whatever it is now, until that window has closed and until even that is too late. When the big wave of refugees came to Sweden in 2015, I took a stand for openness and refugees welcome. I then opposed the shift of migration policy to a tighter line that took place within the moderates, but I have changed my mind on this issue. Instead, now I now represent an even tighter migration policy than the one I then opposed. Sweden is today a completely different country than it was in the late 90s or 1900s. Yeah, no shit. In modern times, Sweden per capita has received the most immigrants in the Western world, and the pace of immigration has been higher than any other Western countries, with maybe the exception of Canada. It's a tight first place there. Today, over a third of Sweden's population has a foreign background. In 1987, the corresponding figure was 11%. About 20% of our residents have overseas and overseas origins. In Europe, only France, United Kingdom, and Netherlands can show a similar figure, but the structure of immigration in these countries is linked to immigration from old colonies. Exactly, which is then that debunks all that bullshit about that. Oh, it's because of colonialism. Well, Sweden didn't have any colonies. What we had is a bunch of Jews that are advocating for this fucking shit. Barbara Spector, David Schwartz, I mean, how would you just go down to all these debate articles, Robert Aschberg, like all these Jews in these positions are just over the decades pushing this shit. And yes, then you have a bunch of shitlib Swedes that have gone along with it as well. And look at the mess now. Well, we're going to have to clean it up. It's just what it is. So it's on us and that's it. And I'm just, you know, it's, look, this is a, it's a good sign. But unless she's serious about talking about deportations, we should not welcome any of these migrant critics in this way. Why? As I said, she's helped to ruin Sweden, and now she's coming along with this mea culpa, basically, right? So she can partially salvage her reputation, probably remain in political power. Maybe it's even a strategy by the moderate party to ensure that the Sweden Democrats don't get in, and even if they get in, it's not strong enough, and blah, blah, here we go, you know. It's not strong enough. These people don't understand. She needs to get on board now, right, on the deportation program and begin lobbying, working, passing laws, whatever position she has, influence the other politicians around you, push in that direction. You know, again, this moderate, it's hardly even, you can't even classify it as conservative. In fact, moderate even, you know, doesn't mean in the middle, right? Like, oh, moderation, a little bit of this, you know, a little bit of that, okay, centrist, right? Unless they start pushing for deportations immediately, they will just drag their feet for another 10 years. Until they will also, at that point, if they're even honest about any of this stuff, realize that it's too late. And one of the reasons too we shouldn't immediately accept them is because, well, they might be just lying and saying these things, right? As I said, But they will, she, we'll see, but she might still actively work against anyone today that actually wants solutions to these problems and who sees the writing on the wall and says, well, this is obviously, there's no other way out. We have to deal with this. We have to stop being nice and tolerant. That's just it. Now, don't be stupid. It doesn't help to go out and just yell at some random migrant or doing dumb criminal acts or stuff like that, right? That doesn't help you or anyone else around you at this point. It's just what it is. You need to be smart, organize. You need to rally people around your cause. You need to form community and, you know, groups of people. You can call them whatever you want, whether that's an organization, an active club, a gang, you know, whatever you want to call it, right? Community members to stay safe, to protect each other. We have to operate once again as a people, as a race of people, as countrymen. And remind you of this one too, right? Klaus Arminius had this one, right? A 17-year-old German author is ambushed and stabbed to death by a Muslim immigrant. The killer is then acquitted of murder charges and after telling the court, I fucked up. It was, sorry guys, I did a boo-boo. I didn't really mean to kill this kid, okay? I'm sorry. So here we go. Another European boy could have grown up to a man who would have joined our ranks, maybe even now, young man, helped us to fight back, have a large family, have kids, have more Germans, etc., is killed, and he is just out of the picture. Mother and brother shocked after verdict. Yeah, you think? Because they're siding with them, right, over us. They're siding with them over us. And, you know, it reminds me of the, what do we compare them to? I guess I compared it to the, what's it called? The Tusk Raiders, right? Hyenas, and what do you compare them to at this point? It's unfair to compare them to animals. These are savages, right? And I said, yeah, they're closing in on us, on European people, like a pack of hyenas. And if, let's say, this kid managed to fight off one of them or whatever, he's by himself, they act like those guys. They act like the Tusk Raiders in Star Wars. And they might be easily scared off at first, but then they'll come back and they'll be in greater numbers. They'll breed in that time and plop out five more, and then they come back to take care of you. And keep in mind too that if it's bad now when they are one third of the populations in our countries, you think it's gonna get better when they're half or three quarters? Oh, they'll be nice to us when they're three quarters of the population, you see. So what does this mean? It means their attacks will just get more and more vicious on our people as the time goes by. They will get more and more emboldened as they become, and embrace them, but they become emboldened by our system, right? As those people, the establishment chooses those over us, right? They stab us in the back. They arm them, they disarm you. They do crimes, they let them out of jail, they put you in jail for not even doing crimes. See where this is going? These people think they're winning, they're not, but it's really just about taking out our lead. Once we've taken, once we've removed those people from those positions of political power and everyone else down the line, influential groups and everything else, the rest is, not going to say it's easy, but the rest is kind of a formality at that point. It's about the decision up here. Coming to the realization that there's no, you're not going to tolerate this or tolerate yourself out of this situation. You're not going to be nice. You can't be nice enough so that this will go away. It's not how this works. It's not how they operate. The more you back down, the more weakness you show, the more emboldened they get. They think it's funny. They piss on our children, these people. And they videotape it and they put it on social media because they think it's funny. Have you had enough yet? I know you've had enough if you're watching this. But the people out there rhetorically asking them, have they had enough yet? Are they at what point? right? This is why it's vital for them to control the flows of information, because they don't want you to see any of this stuff. And luckily, we do have a couple of platforms, and occasionally things break through. And occasionally, yes, you have politicians saying something at least, or this celebrity, ooh, said something. You know what I mean? Again, the bar is so low. But at this point, we'll take anything we can to just help to awaken our people to this, and then that decision-making, just the switch up here. All right, it's clear we have to deport these people. We have to take back control of our countries. We need to enforce law and order again, and justice, like rights for our people, for our population. That's what needs to happen. We need to operate as a racial group. That's just what it is. We Europeans have to bound together. We have to have our backs. We have to help each other out. And not everyone's going to be on your side just because they're European or white. That's just how it is, right? But we try the best we can. Have to look out for each other, and this is a survival strategy at this point. Otherwise, they'll be consumed. They'll be your children, or your grandchildren, or you, or your parents, or your sister, your brother, your cousins, pick it, your aunt, your uncle, whatever, will be just another victim of these special interest groups, these corporations, the politicians, the NGOs, the leftists, the Jewish activists, and all these other groups that are lobbying for our replacement and going along with it, encouraging it, laughing at you, thinking it's funny when it's happening, right? That's why what our enemies, those who hate us, those who have declared us as their enemies, making them our enemies, whether you want it or not, whether you realize this or not, they're at war with you. They're firing everything they have against you. They're at like 110% capacity on trying to kill you in various ways. Jabs, by proxy, by migrants, just replacing you, ending your civilization, saying you can't have this job, you can't make any money because you're white, you can't apply for these jobs, firing you for those reasons, right? This is war. This is a warfare against us. And if it's not outright warfare, it's lawfare. And they go after you legally for saying and thinking the wrong things. You may, putting up stickers, trying to bring attention to what they're doing is now a crime. Why do you think that is? You saying the wrong thing. You soon thinking the wrong thing. We think this was in your heart when you did this or said that or whatever. Therefore, this is a crime. That's where this is going. What our enemies fear the most is us banding together as a group, right? That's what they fear the most. Because at that point, when and if we do, I'm convinced we will, it's not overnight over. But at that point, anything is possible. When we have means, resources, professional people, good people, high IQ people, dedicated people, knowledgeable people, people who can drive and push in the same direction. It's impossible to put a number on it, but just imagine for a moment, if you will, 2 million white people just putting their mind to something and pushing in one direction for whatever it is. Sure, they can nuke us, they can kill us, they can turn some enemy army against. Yes, all those things are highly probable and possible, like they did in the Baltic countries or whatever, like the NATO uprises and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, that kind of don't look that great. You know what I mean? It's not that great. I think we can make ourselves unstoppable if we want to. If we decide to. We just finally put our foot down and say, we've had enough and things are changing now. That's why they're trying to close that window, right? They're trying to get artificial intelligence in place. They're trying to build robots to take over with, you know, they're taking our gerbs. Like, yeah, they are, but, you know, they'll be patrolling our streets eventually and you'll have drones and okay, you know what I mean? That's the only chance they stand. And again, you know, surprise, surprise. You look at like, oh, whether you're talking about Sam Altman's OpenAI or maybe, where are we here? Sam Altman's OpenAI or... maybe we're talking about, what is it, Larry Page and Sergey Brin's Gemini, right? Google's AI or even Musk's Grok. I hope Musk is on our side, but he might not. He might not. He might just be another distraction. It might just be another steam valve and someone who's there to soften all of this in order to just keep the lid on for enough time until it's too late, right? But we don't know yet. We'll see. But all these people, all these AI developments and stuff, they're all controlled by the, if not out and right, the same people, the people that are aligned with these same interests, right? And they know what they're doing. They definitely know what they're doing. Which reminds me, we'll get to that in a moment here too. But I don't even know if we need to play. Do we need to play? I don't think we need to play it. It's because it's always the same, right? It's always like, oh, will you look at that? Another white girl beaten up by feral blacks. You know, but these are going around right now. You know, 19.3 million views. People are noticing. And, you know, again, to Musk's credit, it's not perfect, but these things are out there now. Here we can do it. Look at this. Oh, here's an old. I can't wait to be a minority with these people. Old white guy who's like, had enough. These goddamn street takeovers, right, in California somewhere. Think about the GDP, though, right? You got to think about the GDP. You get the pension funds. Am I right? These people are going to help us later. They're going to help to keep your Social Security money flowing. Yeah. Yeah, sure they will. It'll be over at that point. And then, of course, here's you have to put this in perspective of your false conservative options, right? Remember TPUSA? Oh, identity politics is bad and wrong. And we don't like it, especially not for white people. Here they are getting basically chased away at some, was it Mississippi or what was it, Tennessee event? By the shitlib brown alliance, the brown left alliance attacks TPUSA members, I think, or attendees at an event in Tennessee. Check it out. And they brought the circus band too, I hear. Fneer-neet. Some deranged clown saxophone they brought. How fitting. And, you know, for now, those cops protect him or whatever, but just wait until these people defund them. Or the cops is just full-on replaced and they're on their side. Well, let's see what happens then. The crazy mutants, right, are just shrieking. It's like some zombie horde with saxophones and clown horns. Like TPUSA is some big problem. I don't think they kind of deserve it. It's funny. Will they come to ours? Who will they side with at the end of the day? A mutant, amorphous blob of some new species that's rising out of the ashes of our collapsed civilization, or like with actual, you know, humans standing up for themselves, and specifically, of course, in this case, white people, because that's where. Isn't that what the contention has been with the TPUSA? Even Charlie Kirk, the head of the thing, right? Is he the head of TPUSA? I think he is. Anyway, that's what he talked about, right? It was, inevitably this is going toward white identity politics, but, you know, that's really what the Rothschilds and the World Economic Forum wants, so we can't be dumb enough to go there. Oh, you think so? Yeah, when the what do they call them again? The sand, the tusk people come after you, the sand tusks come after you. Charles Turner Jr., I missed this earlier on Rumble here, said, the idea of a, quote, big tent is wrong and misleading. We would not gain any new people on our side and alienate our existing supporters. I agree. I think there's something to, you have to be, I agree with you, but there's a, again, there's a balance. You can't just keep everyone out, you know, kind of thing either, right? So I'm not saying that's what you're saying, but you got to have that leeway there, right? Because eventually many people would have been something else at some other point in their life. And if they always haven't been on, you know, this side or thought the way you think or us or we or whatever, then you must exclude them. Then we won't gain anybody and then we won't get anywhere either, essentially, right? But yeah, no, it's a fine balance. That's what it is. A fine balance between those things. You got to let enough people in, but you got to be very careful so it also doesn't like dilute. They have to fall in rank, right? You can't have this like log cabin approach like the GOP did, right? They used to be against gay marriage and, you know, now they're against transsexualism, but, to a certain extent, right? They have the MAGA drag queen thing. But at some point, they'll just be for all those things because, that's just the voter base now kind of thing, right? And speaking of traitors, by the way, check this out. It's fascinating here. Top Democrat Schumer calls for new elections in... Oh, you can't see the headline. Well, maybe that's appropriate then. Where does Chuck Schumer calls for election in? America? This one state or within this one person they voted for? No. In Israel. Oh, obviously. The Guardian of Israel is, of course, cares more about what's going on in Israel. Let's listen.
I have known Prime Minister Netanyahu for a very long time. While we have vehemently disagreed on many occasions, I will always respect his extraordinary bravery for Israel on the battlefield as a younger man. I believe in his heart he has his highest priority is the security of Israel. However, I also believe Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel.
Which is, it's so bad that even these guys now are like, yeah, that optics thing and just kill, you know, carpet bombing and then not yet being able to ban TikTok. Maybe we can get the guy out and clean this up a little bit. We'll get another crazy Zionist in there so we can keep doing what we're doing, but a little bit more discreet. Can you just leave out the Amalek comments for a little bit? Can you, you know, he knows. He knows.
He has put himself in coalition with far-right extremists.
Because of course there's a hardline left party in Israel that this guy would, who advocates for open borders and lots of migration and trans surgeries for the Israeli kids over there. Of course, Schumer would be aligned with those forces in Israel. Yes, naturally.
Trick and Ben-Gavir. And as a result, he has been too willing to tolerate the civilian toll in Gaza, which is pushing support for Israel worldwide to historic lows. Israel cannot survive if it becomes a pariah. As a lifelong supporter of Israel, it has become clear to me the Netanyahu coalition no longer fits the needs of Israel after October 7th. The world has changed radically since then, and the Israeli people are being stifled right now by a governing vision that is stuck in the past.
All right.
At this
let's see what he says.
Critical juncture, I believe a new election is the only way to allow for a healthy and open decision-making process about the future of Israel. At a time when so many Israelis have lost their confidence in the vision and direction of their government.
Can you imagine such a thing? Can you imagine? not that she would, but I looked it up, right? Kristi Noem, a crazy lunatic who passes anti-Semitism law and definition, you know, the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition of anti-Semitism in South Dakota. Imagine her. She has Norwegian ancestry. Standing up there, I call for new elections in Norway. We should have more money going to Norway. In fact, all my Norwegian stock here, that I work with here in Congress, thinks the same thing. Let's have another aid package for Norway. Conservatives would immediately, what is going on? What's with this influence of this foreign nation here? Soon it's Jews and Israel and Zionists, anything goes because they control the show over there, right? That's what this is about.
Hamas and the Palestinians who support and tolerate their evil ways. Radical right-wing Israel.
Because this is not like interfering in an election or a country in the way that they normally do, also, should be pointed out. This is them like just basically saying, well, you know, our politics is not only intertwined with them, but Israel is like the number one priority for these people. They're looking out for Israel. And he said this in the past. We'll play it again in a moment.
Israelis in government and society, President Abbas, Prime Minister Netanyahu. These are the four obstacles to peace. And if we fail to overcome them, then Israel and the West Bank and Gaza will be trapped in the same violent state of affairs they've experienced for the
He pretends to care about this. The reason why he's concerned is because he's concerned about the optics tied to all of this. That's why he wants to do this. So anyway, yeah, he's the guardian of Israel, right, this guy. Senate Republicans speak with Netanyahu, claim partisan split over supporting Israel. They're making Democrat Chuck Schumer's speech, criticizing him, a campaign issue. We'll get to that in a moment. Right, here's Chuck Schumer, right? Listen to this here.
For as long as I live, for as long as I have the privilege of serving in the Senate from New York, I will unflinchingly, unstintingly, and with all of my strength be Shomer Yisrael, a guardian of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Yisroel Chai.
Ladies and gentlemen, is it not even dual loyalty, just loyalty to Israel.
In Israel and America, the Jewish nation lives now and forever.
Yeah. So, interesting. Will I go to jail if I point out this clear double standard, the dual loyalty and things like that they mention in this? This is the State Department website, right? But South Dakota adopted this definition of anti-Semitism. It's going to encode it into law, right? Georgia governor signs bill codifying the IHRA's definition of anti-Semitism in state law. You can go to jail, I would assume, now then, for calling these things out? If you say that there's a disproportionate amount of Jews controlling media, economy, government, or other institutions, yeah, then you can. Yeah, applying double standards by requiring of it behavior not expected or demanded of any other democratic nation. Denying the Jewish people the right to self-determination. Yeah, we've been through some of these, right? Accusing Jewish citizens of being more loyal to Israel or to the alleged priorities of Jews worldwide than to the interests of their own nations. Well, their own nation is Israel, and that's why you have a Chuck Schumer up there caring more about the elections in Israel than he does in the U.S. The U.S. is just a piggy bank. It's just a goy slop piggy bank that you can do what you want and for you to use and squeeze out as much as you can while you're destroying it until you go scurrying off to Israel. Like the rat Chuck Schumer is. But yeah, you point that out. You point that obvious loyalty to Israel out. Can I go to jail now for saying that when he says it? I guess so. That's how insane this is, right? And then you have the other. Where's the other one here? Do we need to play it? Oh yeah, here then, right? Here's the. Not even sure this is relevant in a sense because we know where Republicans stand, right? But Chuck Schumer calling for new elections in Israel was outrageous and unbelievable. To suggest to our strongest ally, TM, in the Middle East, that he knows better when it comes to running their democracy is just patently absurd. I'll out dick you when it comes to my support for Israel. It's just what it is. It's a cock measuring context. Excuse the language here, folks. over who has the hardest hard on, I guess, for Israel. Republicans will always stand with Israel, Speaker Mike Johnson says here.
What Chuck Schumer did was just almost staggering, just unbelievable. To suggest to our strongest ally in the Middle East, the only stable democracy, that he knows better how to run their democracy is just patently absurd. I mean, imagine if I came on your show this morning and called for a regime change in Ukraine in the middle of their crisis fighting.
All right. What do we... Well, actually, where do you even begin? Right. No, make the comparison of you having a bunch of Danes in the U.S. Senate and the House, and, you know, among both parties, you know, Denmark's security is the most important thing. We got to have more aid packages for Denmark, and let's ship them more weapons. Like all the, that's what the comparison you make. And then you ask, or let's say the Muslims doing it, right? Which they're so upset about recently. For good reason, as they should, but like some, you know, some Palestinian cause, or then it's you know, like the Somali woman there, what's her name, her being, you know, pushing for Somalia first, which she did, and we play the clips. It's outrageous, but all these Republicans are freaking out. It's like, okay, can you do Israel now? No, of course not, of course not, because he knows who, you know, he's holding their purse basically, right? He knows who he needs to grovel to just to remain in power. Optics Prime says here, we have no chance at unity. Separation is the only answer. Yeah, I mean, yeah, with them internally among our own, we have, that's the opposite, but I get what you're saying, Optics Prime. All right. So let's play this too. It's funny. Will Dennis Prager go to jail? Let's check this out. Could he be in prison under these new anti-Semitism? Anti-Semitism
survival. That's
rules.
What Israel's facing right now.
Let me stop that there. Where is it here? Here we go. All right, them controlling things, being responsible for imagined wrongdoings committed by this or that, blah, 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 blah. Check here, Dennis Prager out here.
Every ism except Nazism was founded and or led disproportionately by Jews. You name it. Marxism, humanism, socialism, environmentalism, feminism, Jews. It's the Jews.
That last comment, it's great. Jews. It's the Jews.
Humanism, socialism, environmentalism, feminism, Jews. It's the Jews.
Can we get Dennis Prager in jail? Can we get him in jail? Hey, chat, which isms are we missing there? Can we add a couple of more isms onto this? I mean, obviously, he mentioned the big ones, right? Like, yeah, except Nazism. And I think, you know, I think he kind of means fascism there. That's Mussolini and Nazism, National Socialism. That's Germany, Hitler and so forth. But yeah, socialism, you know, communism, Bolshevism, feminism, what do we have? Anti-whiteism, transgenderism, replaceism. Where do we stop with the isms? I guess we can go on and on in terms of how many isms it is. Maybe we have some contenders. Give me some other isms, chat. What other isms? Climatism. Yeah, I guess a MAGA-ism. Yeah, yeah, anti-whiteism. Sexism. Yeah. Well, in terms of that would just be feminism in terms of the division of the genders, right? But yeah, mercantilism, maybe globalism. Someone says, yeah, transhumanism. You're right. That's the next step of transgenderism is transhumanism. Autism. There you go. That's a good one. Autism. Well, it's because of the vax, right? Because of the jabs. Thank you. Not Salter. What was his name again? Something with salt in the name, I think it was, wasn't it? Something Salter? Paul, something, the kind of the progenitor. Remember those clips we played of the guy who was behind the jabs? The vax that they use aborted fetuses in them and stuff like that. And then, of course, then you have all the, you know, Pfizer, Albert Bourla, right? He's Jewish. You have Stefan Bancel of Moderna. He's Jewish. You have all these development people along the chain. What was the AstraZeneca guy? I forget his name. Michael Dolsten. Like down the line, basically. Yeah, vaccine-ism. So I guess autism. I guess we'll put that on. Kabbalism. Yeah, they're good. Modernism. I was thinking about something like that, too. Yeah. Racism. Yeah, racism. Yeah, I guess in a way they're racial supremacists. That's true. But they don't allow it for anyone else. How about that? I think Adam Green is over here. No more news in the Rumble chat. Good to see you, Adam. Hey, thank you for the dono, Adam. Generous of you. Make sure you follow Adam. He does great work. The IHRA, the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, anti-Semitism definition, is instrumental to their agenda to enact blasphemy laws in America, just as they've done in Europe, where inciting racial hatred, within quotes, will get you thrown in jail. Hail Red Eyes. Thank you, Adam. Yeah, exactly. Of course. Yeah, I mean, they said it too in the clips we played, and Kristi Noem has it on her website. And there she is with Netanyahu right there too. Yes, it's about, yeah, this is my point, Adam, here too. It's about ensuring that this is enacted by other states too, right? So yes, maybe technically if you're broadcasting or something, or this video could be seen in the states, then we can haul you off, right? But the point is to, yes, exactly, get all the whole a national thing on this for the U.S. so they can have the same laws as Germany and Austria has had for such a long time. Sweden is getting these now too, to belittle, I forget what the term was. Like if you question anything around World War II and official history around the Holocaust or whatever it is, then yeah, you could be put in jail, in prison. And that's what they want for the U.S. They've always wanted that. Despite the fact that the Supreme Court said, well, hate speech is not really an issue. Like legally, you can hurt someone's feelings. You might not agree with it, but hey, look, it's their right. The clear definition of what's legal and not legal. You can't call for violence. And anyway, it's all these cases, right? But yeah, no, this is about, as the Jerusalem Post article read, we show the screenshot of that many times too. They said, we have to pass anti-Semitism laws before it's too late. Because they know that window is closing. People are finding out, they're noticing, and they're saying, why are all these people behind replacing us? Help us out as well. We need your support. Sign up over at redicemembers.com. Thank you to everyone super chatted today. We appreciate your support. Get a membership, though. That's really the best way to support us. And, of course, you'll get something back. You get some of the best stuff that we do. I take some cases we spend a couple of days working on the Western Warrior show. So I hope you enjoy some of the edits for you guys as well. We do spend some time on a great show. Definitely check out the latest one. We cover some of the extraordinary Viking discoveries, which is always fun, right? When we cover other discoveries as well, European culture, heritage, different parts all over the West, fascinating things. And some positive, you know, kind of upbeat stories as well. So get that in. We hit episode 300 here. But anyway, sign up over at redhousemembers.com. You can also sign up on Odyssey or Subscribestar or our locals, as you see right there. And if you do want to get the price down per month, you can just sign up for a longer one-time subscription, one-time payment. We have from 3 months all the way up to 2 years available. So whatever you prefer, that's a great way of supporting us. You can also, of course, get a executive or a producer tier if you want a little bit extra. Get a shout out at the end of the show. It's a great way to get some resources our way, ensure that we can continue to thrive and all that stuff. And as I said earlier, yes, we're looking to get someone who can actually do full time, you know, clipping from our shows and things like that too, working on shorter videos. We have a lot of things in the pipeline of what we want to do, but it's really up to you at the end of the day. You support us, we'll be here, we'll remain strong, we'll do it well, we can expand. If you don't support us, we can't continue doing what we're doing. So it's really up to you. Don't take us for granted. Support the show, super chat, sign up for a membership, whatever you can. So thank you guys, we appreciate it. Anyway, thank you to our executive producers today, T. Lothrop Stoddard. We have V. Miller, Resin Revolt, Good Luck Lap, Jake, Red Pill Rundown, French 47, Mark Smith, No One Jeeves, President Obunga. We also have Mongoose, William Fox, Angry White Soccer Mom, The Second Wanderer, Operation Werewolf, The Ride Never Ends, Dilbob, Last Place Simp, Joseph Hart, Purple Haze, Rex Ballington, Commie Combo Deal. We also have the Dearborn Toxic Event, Brendan Anthony, Penelope 7 USA, Bertrand Comparet, Dixie Drone Force, Arctic Wolf. That's our executive producers. Thank you so much, guys. Also, thanks to our producers, Mr. Walker 696, Johansson, Leroy Dumont, Snorkpop, Eyes Open, Mr. Lemry, Yurinu, Obadiah Hakeswill, Perfect Brute, Single Action Army, Lord H.P. Lovecraft, Trevor, Der Schwabe, Sonata for Violin, and ExposeFlyers.com. I think we had one new addition there. We'll get you into the rotation as soon as possible. But yeah, thank you guys. We appreciate it. Let me double check that we're all cut up here right at the end before we wrap up for today. Again, we'll be back tomorrow, of course. We got North Fork with a big dono. Thank you so much, North Fork. You've been a big supporter. Thank you so much. Thanks for the show, Henrik. Thank you, North Fork. I really appreciate that. Great stuff. Claude Fermi, I think it is. Claude Fermi says, glad I finally catch the stream live. I've been working hard for months, working on fixing up houses and doing school work. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Glad you joined us live. Good to see you. I don't think I've seen your name before in chat. So anyway, glad you're joining us. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, guys. That's it for me for today. We'll be back with more tomorrow. Tune in then. Flashback Friday is going to be another great show. Some announcements and stuff coming up tomorrow as well. Some personal stuff, but we'll get to that then. All right, boys and girls, we'll see you later. Take care. Keep fighting. Remember, it's far from over. It's all up here. Willpower, determination, get it done. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for watching. Go to redicemembers.com and sign up for our exclusive members content. Don't miss our latest shows, interviews, and other videos only for subscribers. You can also become a member by signing up at subscribestar.com/redice. Get full access and help support our work. See you on the other side.